Welcome to the Empowered Parent Podcast with Renee. Being a teenager is hard. Being a parent of a teenager can be even harder. Each episode, we deliver tips, tools, tricks, and stories to help you feel empowered, confident, and energized as the parent of a teenager. Teenagers want to be happy. Sometimes they just need a little help along the way. Now, here's your host, Renee Sinning. Renee is a certified life, leadership, and success coach for teenagers and their parents. She's also a mom of three young adults and an experienced high school educator of 18 years. Renee is well-versed in everything teen. Now, without any further ado, here's Renee.
Hey parents, it's Renee Sinning, teen life coach and parent partner. Welcome to another episode of the Empowered Parent Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. In this episode, we're going to talk about the leadership of parenting teens. So are you ready to talk about accountability and responsibility? Because here's the deal. Everybody is a leader, either by choice or by default, including teens themselves. Although most teens, in my experience, don't view themselves as leaders in their own right. Even some parents don't see themselves as leaders. They just think themselves as mom or dad and kind of forget that being a mom and a dad is being a leader as we raise these young adults. So if you as a parent don't see yourself as a leader, you're selling yourself short, because parenting is leading every single day. You are in a leadership role as a parent. Likewise, if your teenager doesn't see themselves as a leader, they're also selling themselves short. Because again, everyone is a leader either by choice or by default. Yes, like there's things teenagers can't do. They can't do anything they want to do because they're a child, they're a minor, but there are a lot of ways they can show up as a leader in their own right. And so teaching teens and modeling these leadership skills, it's a really big gift we give teenagers, because it's a skill that they're going to encounter and need all throughout their life. So teaching teenagers accountability and responsibility, as well as modeling what these mean are really important leadership skills that will serve your child for years to come. Is it always fun? No, it is most definitely not fun. But is it worth a temporary breach in your sanity? Yes, it is. I promise it is. So first of all, what is the difference between accountability and responsibility, especially in regards to teenagers? So accountability in teenagers looks like having them take responsibility for their actions, things like their grade, following rules and expectations of the family, getting up for school, filling out college applications, going to work on time. It's basically accountability is taking responsibility for how they show up. When teens are held accountable, then they are unable to find ways to justify their poor behavior. For example, by blaming others. Forget the excuses. They're not going to work because we're holding them accountable and they know they're going to be held accountable. So holding teens accountable kind of means that everyone is responsible for their own behavior and actions or inactions, and that they're going to be held accountable for the outcomes in however, whatever form that shows up in, whether that's you setting consequences or just natural consequences. Responsibility in teens is more like the meeting of expectations, things like getting the grades that they're capable of achieving, getting up for school or work on time, following the family rules and expectations. So responsibility is the meeting of expectations, and then holding them accountable is when they aren't responsible and they don't meet the set expectations, then they know they're going to be held accountable, whatever that looks like in the form of natural consequences and or other consequences. And we want to do this so that our teenagers can learn these important life and leadership skills that they are going to see in the real world. They're going to need to know accountability and responsibility in school and especially in the workforce when they are their young adults and out there on their own. Now, as a parent, when you are setting the rules and expectations that you want them to follow, that you're going to hold them responsible for following, you want to make sure they're very clear, that they're very clear on what's expected of them. You want to set boundaries that you can live with. So then when it comes time to holding them accountable, there aren't a lot of battles. There will be some because we're talking about teenagers here, but there won't be a lot. So some examples of accountability and responsibility in parenting teens. So first one I'm going to talk about is really basic one. We see it all the time, and that is grades, right? So let's talk about grades because this is often a common point of contention between parent and teenagers, right? So over the years, I've had many, many, many conversations, probably with hundreds of parents, about their kiddos' grades. And it's often a very similar story. Susie has so much potential, but she's lazy. Peter doesn't care. I'm tired of checking the computer to see what they're missing. How do I get them to see how important this is? So I get that. I get that I'm a mom of three now young adults. So my kids are out of high school now. But I've been there. Grade drama is stressful. It's stressful for the parent. It's stressful for the teenager. I remember clearly the actual pain of checking grades daily, especially with my son, and it was not fun. So then we get into the question, how important are grades? Is it worth the battle? Well, I mean, I was a teacher. I taught high school for 18 years. So yes, grades are important to a point. But the bottom line is that no matter how much you argue or yell or nag, you cannot do the work for them. So ultimately, it's up to your child to pass or to fail. And I imagine that's an expectation that you have probably for your child that they're going to pass their class with whatever grade or whatever you set. But it becomes their responsibility to actually do the work to get the grades. And there's a lot more, you know, involved in that we're not going to get into, but you get the idea. And then, so once they know what their clear expectations are, what they're responsible for, you can then hold them accountable by stepping into that full out, uncomfortable, not fun parent as leader role. And potentially that might look like allowing them to fail, especially if that's what they've earned. If your child has earned a D or an F based on their action or inaction, sometimes we just have to allow them to fail, right? Knowing that there's valuable lessons entwined within that quote failure. And I've talked about, again, this before, failure being find and achieve important lessons. Find, F, A, achieve, I, important, L is lessons. So when it comes to holding teenagers accountable, sometimes as a parent, we have to take a step back and look at the big picture. So you might have to ask yourself, okay, if my teenager fails this class, is this really going to matter 10 years from now? I know it's just an example, parents. You want to replace some of your fears with a potential opportunity for your teen to learn important life lessons, even if this is difficult to watch. And even if you take a step back and allow them to fail, a lot of times there's going to be natural consequences that they have to face. They might have to go to summer school. Not fun. They might have to retake a class. Not fun. They're probably going to learn a thing or two along the way. Another example is waking up for school. Suppose your teenager won't get in time for school. You're running for work. There's yelling and arguing and you're getting your heart rate up. Is it worth damaging your relationship, getting your heart rate up, starting off your day on this like negative note if they are not getting up for school? So because the thing is that there's also natural consequences there. They're the ones that are going to have to deal with the natural consequences at school, not you. So sometimes, again, taking the back seat and allowing them to holding them accountable, but sometimes in the way of natural consequences is where they're going to learn the most lessons. Now, I understand there are exceptions to this for kids who are continuously late to school where this approach might not be viable. And so you know your child best in your situation. This is just in general. Another example is a kid who's late for work or they might get fired. What do you do? It's easy, again, as a parent to be like, come on, you got to go. You got to get to work. You know, you're supposed to be there for da-da. And then it ends up in an argument. They go to work mad. You're annoyed, stressed out, et cetera, et cetera. So what happens? Is that ideal? No, it's not ideal for them to be late. It's not ideal for them to be fired. But is there an opportunity for growth and learning there? Yes, there is. And, you know, my son's a perfect example. He has been fired from like 2 jobs. But he's learning his lesson. There's nothing we could do about it. We couldn't find him the job. We couldn't get him a job. And it's not like we're going to go and talk to the boss. So, and he's 22 now, so he does have to figure this out himself. But regardless, the responsibility is that he gets the job and holds the job, and he's going to be held accountable if he doesn't, meaning we might take away paying the phone. We might, even when he lost his job, he still had to pay rent. So we're still holding him accountable. He has a job now, which is good, but you get the idea. And then there's just a lot of other areas where you can teach and have these expectations, these of what they're responsible for, things like screen time, curfews, job hunting, etc., applications. Bottom line is, when you hold your child accountable, you're teaching them extremely valuable lessons, whether that accountability is coming from you again or from natural consequences. You are showing them that you believe in them to get the job done and that you love them enough to hold them accountable. They're learning that there are natural consequences for their actions, and that mom and dad are not always going to be there to bail them out. And what an amazing gift you are giving your child. They may not thank you now, but they will someday. And there's just relationship benefits to that too. Allowing your teen to figure things out means less nagging from you. It's going to be a better relationship between you and your child, which is priceless. Less nagging or arguing means less stress and pressure on them from you, which can improve their mental health, can improve your mental health, and can, again, improve your relationship. Holding your teenager accountable without judging or criticizing or getting angry shows them you are trusting them to be responsible. You're trusting them to get stuff done. And that empowers them to gain your confidence and trust, especially as they learn that they're going to be held accountable. It might not happen overnight, but over time, it should happen. And it's less micromanaging from your end, which is just less stress, right? Let's be honest, micromanaging our kids is not fun, and it can cause a lot of anxiety for both them and you. So again, parents, teaching your teenagers accountability and responsibility. These are leadership skills. I actually talk about them in the book that I wrote, which is online in my group, which is called The Little Black Book of Leadership. It's not written specifically for teens and parents of teens, but it's for everybody, because right on the back cover, I have written everybody is a leader, even if they don't realize it. Whether you are a parent, a teacher, a business owner, or even a CEO, this book is for you. And every chapter is a letter. Letter A is accountability, and letter R is actually not responsibility. It's something else, but you got to look in the book to see what that is. If you would like a free book, then all you have to do is join my Facebook group. I don't have it out there on Kindle yet. I have to do that. I just haven't done it yet. I've got to hold myself accountable on that, right? But the digital version is free in my Facebook group called the Empowered Teen Parent Facebook group. So if you would like a copy of the Little Black Book of Leadership, every chapter can be read in 10 minutes or less. Every chapter has questions to ask yourself and something to try. So jump in my Facebook group and grab that for free. And that is it for this version of the Empowered Parent Podcast. I'm glad you're here. Would love a review on Apple, and I'd love to hear feedback. See you next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Empowered Parent Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Be sure to head over to ReneeSinning.com to pick up some parenting freebies. And remember, teenagers want to be happy. Sometimes they just need a little help along the way.